We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, yeah. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday, which means it's Wednesdays with Wojo, the one, the only, Robert Winowski, fresh from furlough. And he joins us. How are you, sir?
Well, well. How are you, fellers?
We're doing pretty good.
Jeffrey has, and Heather Sparks.
Has Bouncy Rieger ever interrupted your show?
Oh, my God almighty. Where do we stand on the name Bouncy for a dog, by the way?
It's kind of lame, but whatever.
How is that lame? Boy, you guys are very offensive. You guys just love to pick fun at names of little kids and dogs. That's ridiculous.
That's it. Well, Bouncy sounds like a thing that you put little kids in. They bounce up and down.
Right.
The Bouncy house.
Exactly. Please.
Well, she bounces up and down, thus her name Bouncy.
Okay.
Heather, what do you think of Bouncy, honestly?
Of the name Bouncy?
Yeah.
Not cute, a great name.
Thank you.
Woo!
Oh, my. I always figured I had Heather on my side. Apparently not.
Yes. Cool.
The dog is great. I love the dog. Not so much the name.
Well, yes, she doesn't love you anymore.
All right,
thank
Woj.
God.
At that,
I just broke it out. Tony, what's happening?
Not too much. What did you think of our dealings with Sheila Ford Hamp yesterday? How do you think she handled herself? Because as me and Jeff talked about, she didn't win a press conference. But as you have taught me, Woj, from the Bobby Ross days, it doesn't make a difference. Brady Hoke won the press conference. So who cares?
There you go. Yeah. I thought she was fine. I mean, I didn't expect there to be some brash, bold change of direction. She's not going to step up there on her first day and basically say everything her parents did for 57 years was wrong, even if a lot of it was wrong and she maybe recognized it. That's all you can hope. She seems like a very bright woman. Seems like a nice woman, which just like Ford Sr. and Martha are nice people. I would like to see, accountability, demand more of it, responsibility. She says sort of the right things, but this was not the stage for her to make her stamp. In the middle of a pandemic when you don't even know if you're going to play, and I know Rieger's freaked out, why wouldn't she say 9 wins or they're fired? And, I mean, right now, does that mean anything? You don't even know how many games they're going to play. That to me would be a fake, showy, statement on the first day that doesn't mean anything.
But in Rieger's defense, the only thing that I could say negative about what she said yesterday, almost because she mentioned COVID quite a few times, it's almost like that's a way out of, if things go bad, then we're not going to change anything because of COVID. That was the only negative thing I took out of it.
And that's a fair point. And I think I put in my column in the news today, this cannot be cover for Patricia and Quinn. And you're right. She's sort of, it's going to be a weird year, she said a couple of times. But I'll just say this. And, I mean, we can demand something different, too. Say only, 9 games get played and then it gets shut down for some reason. If the Lions are 2-7 in those 9 games, they should be fired, right? Even
yes.
If it was a pandemic. So that, but those are the, what if it's 4-5 or whatever. It's kind of silly to parse the one loss record right now at this stage, but we will. And I think she will too. I mean,
I think
she will be tougher on them. I believe we'll see.
And you might be right. And I hope you're right. because I believe they're probably not the right two men for the job. The only thing I wanted a little bit more of, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean she's a bad owner, and she, you're right, she did fine overall. The only thing I wanted a little bit more of is some understanding. That's all. I always wonder how much they care. I always wonder, like how much they can relate to the fans, their customers. And I just wanted a little bit more of, it's going to be different. We haven't been good. We understand your pain. Stuff like that. I wanted more of that. And you're right. It's only words. But I think it would have, at least for a day, would have made Lions fans feel pretty good.
I suppose. I mean, she said some of the words. You know, we did. You fans deserve better. The city deserves better. It wasn't like deeply I'm sobbing apologetically for what we have done here as far as wins and losses. But again, I go back to this, and it would have been fake, kind of, right? Like, I mean, we've heard before lots of people, you know, Martha Ford really desperately, Bill Ford Jr. desperately wants to win, just doesn't know how. That's always been the thing. So when people say those things, what do they even mean? You have to do those things. And do those things is not give Matt Millen a second contract and stuff like that. That's the only way to know how desperately somebody wants to win.
And the thing is, as I said earlier in the show, the only thing that she can substantially do and when she can be actually graded or, you know, critiqued on is, you know, if this doesn't work, the Quinn Patricia deal, she's going to be judged by who the next person she hires, because all she has to do, or really, in my opinion, any owner has to do in a salary cap sport, is hire the right person to run their football organization on the field. That has not been done here in 50 some years. And that's all she has to do. If she gets that right, she'll be fine.
Correctamundo, Stoney. And here's one thing. And in between all the words that, you know, didn't mean a whole lot, and Rieger's dog, Bouncy, barking louder than Rieger, actually. The one little thing I heard that I found not necessarily interesting, but hopeful. She did point out a couple of times how much when she's been involved with the NFL, going to all those committees, and she's been doing a lot. She mentioned, and I've made a lot of contacts. I've talked to lots of other owners, people in the NFL, feel like I've developed a lot of relationships with people in the NFL and gotten to know them. Nothing against Martha. I don't have a feeling. I mean, she went to NFL meetings, but I don't know if she was planning for the future and building relationships. That to me is important, because the Fords have always seemed like they're on the outside looking in. They don't really know who's the hot shots in the NFL. And if that's one little clue that she's working the room, so to speak, for future decisions, that's a little bit of a positive.
Okay. All right. On to the next sport. Baseball, it's back. Wojo, Gardenhire has to win how many games to keep it? No. Do you think this is a good thing, the way they've set it up, considering?
I was thinking of what to say, because I knew Stoney and Rieger would probe me with this. Is it a good thing? I will just say this. It's not the worst thing, okay? The worst thing to me for the sport would have been not to play at all.
Correct.
The second worst thing would have been 48, 50 games. So it's probably the third worst thing, but that's considering where it was at times and how ugly it was. I'll take it. I hated the idea of 48 or 50. Is 60 that much more? Well, yeah, it's like 20% more games than 50. So I'll take it. I think there might be some interesting pennant races and the like. It's still going to be so strange. And who knows if they're even going to be able to finish the season. I know nobody wants to hear that right now enough with the pandemic, but who knows? That's the problem.
Well, Joe, I want to do something here, and I don't want it to go to your head. And I'm glad I'm not working with you tonight, because I couldn't do this for 2 hours. But I just wanted to say maybe, possibly, the owners weren't wrong about everything. Because the more I look at it, the more I look at it, it would have been great. I mean, they've agreed to 60 games on both sides. And I know the players really wanted to still have that ability to file the grievance if they so chose, and maybe they still will. But here's the problem. Like, it would have been great if the players agreed to 16 playoff teams. because that would have been so much fun this year. Only in 2020, where over half the league makes the postseason, that would have been a freaking blast. And not just because maybe the Tigers make it, which they won't, but it would have been so much fun because everybody's team would have been in it pretty much the entire way through. So I blame the players for not just taking the last proposal and maybe trying to stretch it to 65. The owner said, okay, maybe 62, and then settle on 63 at that point. But I'll blame the players for that. I had to tell you.
And you should. And both sides, again, as I've contended, were doofuses or arrogant or greedy. In the final analysis, though, and I'm going to stick to this, the players got duped. They did. The owners were greedy and clever. And the players got duped from this standpoint. What did they win in this negotiation?
Nothing.
The only thing they wanted all along was 100% prorated pay. Okay, you got that. Everything else, they gave it away. They gave away. Like, by not agreeing to extend the playoffs, you know they get no money from the playoffs.
You're right.
The general playoff revenue comes from a percentage of gate receipts. There will be no gate receipts. They gave that up just to stick to their 100, and we can file a grievance. I'll tell you what.
The only thing they won. Go ahead.
No, they won nothing, because even though they got to stick with filing a grievance, who's to say they're going to win that? As a matter of fact, I would suggest in a pandemic, it would be very hard to grieve that, they set an unfair schedule. Who knew what schedule to set? I honestly don't know what the players won. They had 100% from the start, prorated, and then got the what?
I think what they won was they're now able to play less games and get full pay for each game rather than playing more games and getting a percentage pay for each game, which isn't a whole hell of a lot because they wanted to play more games at full pay.
Right.
So I think that's what they won, but it's not a lot. It wasn't worth all the headache. The owners won a whole hell of a lot, including now they only have to play 60 games when it could have been so much worse for them. It could have been 81 or 82 games, and thus they're going to lose more money. So I agree with you. I think the players won
60 versus 82 or whatever, you have a better chance of finishing the season. You'll finish September 27th, which seems to be key, not that date, but that time frame to avoid further pandemic nonsense.
All right. Two quick questions. Number one, with all the positive tests we've seen at LSU, Clemson, Kansas State, Boise State, percentage-wise, we'll have a full college football season this coming fall.
Ooh, Stoney with a clever full. He added full college football season. I think we'll have a college football season. Full, I'm not positive. Some of those non-conference games that, even the big Michigan at Washington, you want to open, but even some of the lesser ones, maybe you don't play those. I expected there to be positive tests. Everybody should have expected. The question will be how quickly they can contain them. There's also programs reporting, I think Indiana reporting, that no positive tests at all in all their athletes. And Michigan had two, and Michigan State had, what, three or one?
One
whatever.
Or two. So, Izzo said none of his basketball players got it, so that's a positive.
That's good. Keep washing the hands, people.
Yes, and Rieger brought up Izzo, so I don't know if you heard the interview, but I assume you did. So I'm going to ask you, which table would you like to sit at the the Jessica Stone Stephen Izzo wedding?
Oh, no, I didn't hear the interview.
Oh, okay.
It's
listen.
Izzo's idea. Izzo wants his son to date Stoney's daughter.
Really?
Well, no, what I did was I just at the end of the interview, I said, I'll keep my daughter out of Harper's. You keep your son out of Harper's. And he said, well, why don't they just go somewhere together? Then you and I can, like,
see?
You know, be something.
But does he realize that happens? You're part of his family? Does he want that?
Well, I know Jamie suggested he has no idea what he would be getting into.
Right, exactly.
I think it'd be
That's
great.
I mean.
You get such great seats. You would get unbelievable. You could sit in the Izzone, Stoney.
That's a good point. he could play the accordion at the wedding.
I'm praying for these kids. I want this to happen so bad.
Have they even met?
No. Not at all.
Oh.
Well, that's going to change soon.
Oh, please.
I heard Stephen Mateen's coming over with some flowers tonight.
Yes. Exactly. All right. Thank you, Woj. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas.
See you, Woj.
All right. He is the fabulous Bob Wodowski. Hear him every day, except today. No, you'll hear him today. But you hear him every day with Jeff Rieger at 6 o'clock. But Rieger's right here. We'll wrap this up. Head into Carson Anderson coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.